this evening, to my first guest this evening, is someone actually who will be able to give us into perhaps some a view and some insights into what we've seen as policy coming out, or what's certainly going to be developed into policy by the National Party, but about because of her work. And I welcome this evening Henny Phillips-Williams. And Henny is a barrister, and she joins us on Radio Wātea right now. Tēnā koe, Henny. Nice to have you with us this evening.
Oh, kia ora. Nice to be with you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, thank you.
I've got a bit of a croaky voice. I hope I can last.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Look, I'm so pleased that you were able to join us, because you work in you work as a barrister, and you would see every day, I guess, absolutely the realities of the people in our country who are struggling, who are doing, many of them are doing the best that they can. Some of them, of course, have gone off track. I have no doubt about that. But you might have seen over the weekend what the National Party is proposing in terms of getting tough on crime. Is there a comment that you'd like to make from what you've seen of what has come through and been reported as from their party conference, annual conference?
Well, I'll give you a lawyer's view, having, as you say, practiced in criminal law and the mental health law area, and also in prison law. But I can say that I can start by saying that obviously the with the continual ram raids of shops, particularly in Auckland, and the Aporteki gang funeral procession that was on television, and the axe wielding male that was rampaging through a restaurant, plus the lawlessness on the motorways where people are in broad daylight attacking each other, and I understand the huge reductions in the sentence outcomes for defendants was one of the points made at the weekend. So it's no surprise to me that National has come out with these policies, because, you know, they want to impress the public, gain votes, and to win a huge percentage of the votes at the forthcoming election. And they want to appear tough on crime.
Are you there?
That's what it's all about. You and I know that, you know, people are fearful of this lawlessness. From what I see, a lot of this lawlessness has been driven by drugs, such as methamphetamine. And people want to see safety in their communities, and National sees their policies as the answer to it all. Mm-hmm. And I see that they, you know, they want to bring back the three strikes, with the Black Party ages ago, and which was taken out of action by Labor. It's a ridiculous law. It wasn't working, and even the judges didn't like it. But this is what National are wanting to do, to appear tough on crime. And I just wish that they would do things like, for example, and this is going to sound a bit radical, but having visited the Netherlands back in 2018 and visiting a couple of prisons there, male prison and a prison, and prior to going there, I was aware that the people in the Netherlands, the government in the Netherlands, had closed down a number of their prisons and converted them to mental health facilities. Now, why aren't they doing that here instead? Because we do have a lot of issues with all sorts of levels of mental health problems caused through COVID, or caused through, for example, the flooding and all these families that are upset with what's going on, but also this drug matter, this drug issue that's not going to go away. Now, we really need to address those things properly for us to get on and be up to date because I know that having visited the Netherlands, they've been about 30 years ahead of us. We need to be on top of our game, but we also need to be research. We need to do some research. And when I say we, the politicians need to do the research and the mahi to come out with some sensible policies. So those are my thoughts in relation to that. And in relation to the they're wanting to impose a new 40% limit on the amount a judge can reduce a sentence. I don't think that's a good idea. It's because the judge always has all the facts of a case before them to do with and the deductions in sentencing are made for a particular reason. It's not a random calculation. It's a facts-based calculation. And you know, appeals can be made to a higher court if the defendant is unhappy or the prosecution is unhappy. They can appeal that sentence. So those are my thoughts in relation to that issue. And in response to them putting out these policies to increase the prison population, so ridiculous to even say that, because we know that prior to 2017 the prison population was increasing, and then Labor brought down the prison population by about 20%, but prior to 2017 we're a real embarrassment globally and internationally because we're imprisoning so many people, and particularly the statistics to do with Maori males. So if this happens again, where they're just trying to use every device to imprison more people so our prison population goes up, I find that a bit unbelievable, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yes, exactly. I saw that where it said that they want to try to stop judges from showing too much leniency, and I guess that is then by making sure that the sentences only allow discretion to be used to reduce sentences to maybe up to 40%. I wouldn't have thought that the government could give such a direction to judges. I thought that was a bit of a separation there, but obviously not.
Well, there is a section in the Sentencing Act to do with judges' discretion, so that they're obviously going to have to change the Sentencing Act or tweak it a bit. So, yeah. Judges usually make the right decision. And as I say, you know, it can be appealed if it's hugely wrong or there's some issue that wasn't raised or overemphasized. Anything's appealable so long as, you know, you've got the right sort of points to raise. The higher up judges will listen and make the changes accordingly, or send it back to the sentencing court for resentencing. Anything's able to be done along those lines. Mm.
Yes, well, I suppose that when you looked at, caught a glimpse of, you know, the audience, well, it was very much spot the Maori, you know, I mean, quite honestly, spot the Maori in that audience at the conference. And so they're obviously putting together something that must be informed by their own focus groups. And so they're talking to their own people who come from their same background, same disciplines. And it just seems to me that this is like 30, 40 years ago. I just find it unbelievable when I saw that, you know, lock them up, get tough on crime. And it's always the same solutions that never, ever have any good long-term outcome.
Well, you know, we need to get, I'm using their phraseology, we need to get back on track in our country, making some progress. But like you say, you know, this kind of policy will it's not, as I can see it, it's not forward thinking.
Yes, well, I think
it's very debilitating.
Yes, and I think it will be. I think it will be harmful because they're obviously. And I understand that people, as you say, Aheni, people are concerned. They're concerned for safety, not only of themselves and their families, but for other people throughout the country. We see people who get impacted by crime. Whether they're shop owners, whether people just going about their business, having dinner in a cafe, all of those sort of things. And we see that, and it must be horrific to be on the receiving end. But look, I think look for the solutions that are going to be workable rather than buying in or feeding the fear of people, because that means that you'll go for the solutions that are going to resonate the most, but might actually have no long-term benefit at all. So it's and as I say, I can understand that people are fearful, but leaders should be looking for the solutions, and rather than feeding into the fear of people, trying to do what's best so that we can actually get some solid actions taken that will address poverty, get people into work, look at the housing situation, try to make sure that they've that we can the mental health services are accessible, all of these sort of things. So if they would only focus on two or three of those things and work hard at promoting them and saying where the benefits can come. But this business, when I see lock them up again and virtually throw away the key, to me, I think that is just, it's talking to people who must still be living in the 30-year time warp, because that is not what we want to do right now.
No, you're absolutely correct. Yeah, I'm afraid to say, I think there's still a lot of mahi to do from the National Party's perspective. They still have, they've got to do some proper research. In the paper today, I see that they hadn't done costings and all that sort of thing, which rather surprised me. So,
well, yes.
In some ways, it sounds like they've made some of these comments rather hurriedly, all these policies rather hurriedly, without putting much thought into it.
Well, yes, because you've got to be able to show how you're going to fund it and what is going to be cut perhaps to fund this, because it won't be cheap, of course. But you're right. It seemed to me as if here's something that we can throw out to the party faithful. Doesn't matter if it hasn't got the costings behind it. At least it'll get us on the front page. Well, that's how I saw it anyway.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right.
And it certainly has had that desired effect. Had that desired effect, hasn't it? Getting us on the front page.
Well, I haven't seen tonight's news on the TV, so I'm not sure what the slant of it all, but I'm sure there'll be more news about it tomorrow.
That's true. Well, look, thank you very much, Heni. It was lovely for you to come on. I know, as you're saying, you've got a bit of a croaky voice there. But thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us.
Oh, you're
evening.
Very welcome. We'll talk again soon.
That'll be lovely. Thank you. Thank you. Kia ora.